We're joined today by Caleb Winters, who is chair of the Upper Hudson Green Party. And we asked Caleb to join us to talk about the recent resignation of Kimberly Ash McPherson after she pled guilty to various election frauds. She's had some relationship with the Green Party in the past. I will also note that this has not been covered much in the mainstream media, that Kimberly Ash McPherson, represented in District 2, North Central Troy, southern part of Landsberg, her brother, who was the police chief out in Hoosick Falls, also recently was forced to resign due to official misconduct, but he is also part of the investigation ongoing by the state and federal authorities into election fraud right now. In this particular election cycle, they seem very heavily focused upon the Republican, though we know, unfortunately, that corruption has been a bipartisan effort, particularly in Rensselaer County and the city of Troy. So, Caleb, what's the relationship between the Green Party and Kimberly Ash McPherson?
We don't have any official relationship, but Kim Ash McPherson has stolen our ballot line multiple times through a process called Opportunity to Ballot, along with her friends, too. You know, Rodney Wiltshire, who was a Democrat, lied and claimed he was a Green and tried to steal our ballot line. Council President Carmela Mantello, who's a Republican, also tried to steal our ballot line. Jim Gulley, Mike Stammel, who's in the legislature and also the city of Rensselaer. You know, this has been going on a long time, but Kim Ash McPherson has been an issue ever since she got into office. But this is nothing new. I mean, the Democrats and Republicans have been playing this game all over the state of New York, especially in Rensselaer County, for many decades. And we've been trying to call attention to this. For whatever reason, it caught the attention of the FBI and other officials. Have a feeling that it was because the Democrats did so poorly in their election last year. But yeah, that's basically the relationship. She's refused to talk to us. We had her on our most wanted poster for the Opportunity to Ballot most wanted, which was about 50% Democrat, 50% Republican. So this is not a new issue. The only thing new here is that there was the gumption in the FBI and the other officials to prosecute and investigate.
So what should you think, you know, should happen now? The mayor, Democrat, you know, tried to appoint the Democrat who ran in that particular district, you know, came in second. I know Carmen Mantello, the president, Republican, sometimes steals Green Party line, you know, sort of blocked that. So now it seems to be up in the air. There would be a special election in, I guess, relatively soon. But you know, what is the Green Party's perspective on what should happen to deal with this seat?
The Green Party's perspective is that no one should be appointed to any position. I mean, this is a huge problem in local government and state government. You know, there's a lot of appointed officials who answer to who they were appointed to from. So we think there should be a special election held and no appointment done. The last time the Democrats did this, after Mark McGrath, who was a Republican, was caught using the N-word in a voicemail message, and they appointed Deb Garrett to that position and then, you know, let her finish out Mark McGrath's term and then didn't let her know about the reelection and basically screwed her out of any opportunity to run for an election the following time. They already had a new candidate lined up. So I'd hate to see the same thing happen to another Democratic candidate who didn't get a whole lot of support during that run. So yeah, we think that a special election should be held. And honestly, we'd really like to see the districts go away and to see proportional representation in the city of Troy.
Is there any chance that the Green Party will field a candidate? I know that the Democrats basically have an all-out war on the independent third parties in New York State, and it basically killed their right to be on as a ballot party, but they still have the right to run as independent. And the Greens talked about the possibility of running somebody for this election once it is scheduled.
Yeah, we're going to start reaching out to our Greens in that district and start trying to field a candidate once the details emerge of when the special election will be, when the petitioning period will be. And at this point, we have to petition as an independent candidate. So if that's going to be a separate petitioning drive from the major parties.
Now, this particular district, you know, sort of North Central Troy, particularly North Central Troy, is one of the poorest communities, actually, in the entire United States. And then, you know, Landsberg, Southern Landsberg, you know, has the city of Troy really dealt with some of the issues, you know, plaguing, you know, that neighborhood? We hear a lot about, you know, maybe doing something about gun violence. We don't seem to hear a lot about dealing with poverty and unemployment and the other economic injustice issues, racial issues, you know, facing that community.
They haven't done a whole lot. The focus has not been on District 2. And I would like to point out, too, that, you know, District 2, I mean, along with other places in Troy, but part of what Kim Ash McPherson was charged with was falsifying absentee ballots. And a lot of those come from low-income residents who all happen to be taking the same trip to Florida or Paris or, you know, going on vacation, or they've got tickets to some event. But yeah, the city of Troy has really failed District 2, and we'd really like to see an anti-poverty program. You know, we see more policing in that district than any other district just because it's poor. You know, a district like mine, I'm in District 3 in Troy, we see very little police presence and very little crime. But with a higher police presence, we see quite a massive amount of crime in District 2, and we'd like to see some anti-poverty measures and some opportunities for the young folks there to be able to do that. I mean, there's some small projects that they've been working on, but not on a mass scale that it needs. There's also an issue with obtaining groceries. It's nice to see Capital Roots, you know, offering reasonably priced healthy food there on a regular basis, but we'd like to see more.
We mentioned low-income voters. I mean, both the Democrats and the Republicans apparently have been involved over the years in Troy in basically fraudulent activities involving residents of, you know, public housing. And, you know, that's the type of situation where, you know, people are pretty desperate to get into, you know, affordable housing or from the waiting list. And, you know, even when they discovered that there's, you know, election fraud being done in their name, they, you know, they're sort of reluctant to say anything because they're very worried they'll get evicted. You know, what are some of the, you know, plans in the last couple of minutes that the Greens have, you know, for the city of Troy moving forward, or visions for the city of Troy?
We'd really like to see the city of Troy enact a local Green New Deal, as Ithaca has done. We'd really like to see more welcoming of immigrants. You know, the sanctuary city movement has kind of died down, but certainly the need has not. And we would like to run local candidates when they come up. You know, this is Mayor Madden's last term, so that'll be an open seat for mayor. You know, and who knows what the fallout of this investigation is going to be. You know, Steve McLaughlin, the county executive, is involved, who's moving municipal offices from the city of Troy to, you know, out into the suburbs. Mike Stammel down the city of Rensselaer. So there's a lot to work on in Troy. I mean, we've seen the pilot program for the composting program. But we'd like to see that expanded. We'd like to see zoning change, especially to support small local agriculture.
You know, last year, there's been a big fight about early voting in the city of Troy. And it was always strange to me, why are the Democrats not putting places that allow low-income people to vote? Allegedly, that's their base.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge problem. I mean, New York State has a law that the county board of elections and the state board of elections has to have an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. I should say the law says that whatever the major parties are that are in control, which are the Dems and Republicans. So they make the decisions that benefit those parties. And, you know, the Democrats are always saying, oh, we're better than the Republicans, but that's not too hard to beat these days. So, yeah, I don't know what the deal is. We've called on them to make changes, and it's always too little, too late.
Well, thank you very much, Caleb Winters, chair of the Upper Hudson Green Party. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.